Mike Kliss, our 9 News insider, comes around. Stokely and Zach live here. And Mike, obviously not a good 24 hours for the Denver Broncos. Hasn't been a good season so far for the Denver Broncos. It seems like every other week we, you know, open Twitter or open ESPN.com and unfortunately find the Broncos splashed on the front page the same way that Melvin Gordon was this morning after being arrested for DUI, whether it was late last night or early in the morning. Unfortunate set of circumstances. Per the police report, Gordon was pulled over doing 71 and a 35, so more than twice the speed limit there. Obviously very dangerous. And according to that same police report you tweeted, upon contact, the defendant exhibited the criteria of impairment, which was his speech was slurred, his breath had a moderate odor of unknown alcoholic beverage, his balance was swaying, his eyes were watery. He did consent to a field sobriety test and performed unsatisfactorily and was arrested. And we're waiting in for the blood test to come back and get how much over the legal limit he actually was. Man, the hits keep on coming for the Broncos in 2020, do they not, Mike?
Correct. You know, they. I heard Sandy refer to it as the Broncos just can't get out of their own way. And we'll see. This is unfortunate for Melvin. It could be very costly because it could basically void the final year of his contract. It would void the $4.5 million guaranteed salary he has for next year. And if that's voided, then the rest of it could wind up tumbling down. So he's supposed to make $7 million next year. If he's suspended and he serves it this year, it could be another $500,000 plus the games missed. For right now, you know, it's embarrassing to the organization. It's embarrassing to Melvin Gordon. I understand, you know, he is contrite about it. Coach Fangio sent him home to get his mind right. I think he'll be back at practice tomorrow. We'll see. But, yeah, it's, I mean, here is, basically, their best offensive player in their victory against the Jets. And, you know, now we'll see. I do think he'll play against the Patriots. But, you know, it's a black eye, so to speak, for the team and for him.
Mike, how do you, and I don't know if you know this or not, but I think for me, you know, you're talking about his contract and if they can try to get out from under it or not, if he gets suspended or whatever the case may be. Obviously, he's got a lot of money still guaranteed to him and still coming to him next year on his 2-year, $16 million contract with 13 guaranteed. He's getting paid 9 of that this year. Do you think the team would try to walk away from that contract or try to get out from under it? And because I'm asking you that because I think if that's what they ultimately want to do with this situation, then I think he doesn't go to New England. If they don't want to get out from under it and they like what they've been seeing, then I think, you know, he probably ends up going to New England with them. And then, you know, that's really it when it comes to them coming after any of his money.
First of all, none of the going after his money can happen until he's suspended. And that's going to be
right.
A while.
Right.
His court date's not till November 13th. I think he will go with them to New England. And I also think they will void the guarantees for next year. You know, Melvin Gordon's a good back. You know, I'm not sure. Would most people rate him a $9 million a year back?
No.
And next year, a $7 million a year back?
No.
I mean, there's a lot of backs out there that are on rookie contracts that are that are good backs. I mean, there's a reason why people didn't pay running backs there for about 5 or 6 years. There's a reason why LeVay and Bell is on the streets right now. You know, you just it just doesn't make sense to pay running backs. There's a million of them out there that are good for cheap.
So what was John thinking when he did this, though, Mike? Because you're saying all that, and it's kind of like the same conversation that we've sort of been having since the money details came out after the signing. Like, Philip Lindsay was already here. Traditionally, you don't want to pay that position. The Broncos have had as good of a look at Melvin Gordon as anyone in the league, being that he's in the same division.
And we're only 5 weeks into this thing, and we're kind of looking at it like, if there was a way to get out of this thing with the Broncos, but it just brings up the point of like revisiting the whole signing in the first place.
Yeah, it does. And it was a departure from how Elway had been operating in the past. He had always been, you know, he had always drafted him. I think because Philip Lindsay was still so inexpensive and was the young back that they wanted to fortify, they really wanted to get better in a hurry at that position in the passing game because of the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, you got to score 30. The Las Vegas Raiders scored 40 to beat them. And the Broncos seemed a long way from that. And so that's why they went to Melvin Gordon. He's good in the red zone. He's good in the pass game. And he is one of those guys, and he's shown this, who's better as the game goes along. He's just not quite as special as maybe he was 2 or 3 years ago, in my opinion.
Well, he's really only had one good year. I mean, one really good year. I mean, that's really it. If you look at his
stats. Yeah, he had another year where he was having a great year and he got hurt. So, you know, you kind of project along those lines also. So, you know, they will pay him the $9 million this year, except for what he will have to forfeit because of the suspension and part of his signing bonus because of the suspension.
Well, Mike, real quick. Do we know for sure he's going to get suspended this year? I mean, because he could, you know, Kareem Jackson last year could have appealed. It would have gone all the way into the offseason to this year. So he might, you know, be able to appeal it all the way through, you know, until the offseason. I would speculate because Kareem Jackson could have done that. He didn't pay it until the last couple games. And that's when he kind of threw up his hands and just said he didn't want to deal with it in the offseason, right?
Yeah, but financially, it has to do with the base salary. It's not the payout. For instance, Melvin Gordon had $1 million base salary, a $4 million signing bonus, and $4 million roster bonus. The salary at $1 million is less than next year's salary, which is $4.5 million. So if you postpone it and you take the suspension next year, he could lose more. You see what I'm saying?
Yep,
because
the
base salary
is
his
salary is a lot higher next year. Yeah, gotcha.
And then you go into a formula of the signing bonus he has to pay back, which is the same no matter what he does. Then again, if that salary is voidable, and it is voidable now, it's voidable. All guarantees are voidable under NFL contracts if you're suspended. And so if it's served next year, then – you know, he's not giving up. He's not dipping into the salary because the salary won't be there. And he's going to have to sign at a much reduced rate. So never mind that.
It'll be interesting to see, though, Mike. But give us the latest here on the quarterbacks, on Drew Lock. What's the expectations? Yep. How has he been doing? What are you hearing about Drew Lock?
If Drew Lock is healthy, he's starting against the Patriots.
Do you think he's healthy?
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah, I think it looks like it. He practiced full today. If you practice full, you're healthy, right?
Yeah. Right, right.
I mean, you could maybe baby him because you don't want him to take a hit. And, you know, and medical team will have to talk about that. He threw quite a bit today, and we'll have to see, you know, if he can lift his arm tomorrow. I think right now if he can lift his arm and throw, he's starting. But they are, you know, a little cautious. He's going to feel good tomorrow. He's only been throwing for a week, and he threw quite a bit today, and he's going to amp up the volume of throwing again tomorrow. So they'll know for sure by Friday, but it sure looks like he's starting against Cam Newton on Sunday.
Our 9 News Broncos insider Mike Kliss joining us here live on Stokely. And Zach, what are you hearing about A.J. Boye and his potential return to the playing field?
I think he practices this week, and I think he plays next week against Kansas City. That's my guess. You know, generally when these guys are out a while, they practice them a week. Drew Lock, for instance, practiced last week, and then it looks like he'll play this week. He was not going to play against the Patriots had that game been played on Monday. But it looks like he will play this week. So that would be my guess for Boye. You know, against the Kansas City Chiefs next week, it's all hands on deck. And I think Boye will play in that game.
Mike, looking at the other injuries, DeMarcus Walker, Draymond Jones, who a guy that I was so excited to see this year, and obviously he's been on the shelf for a while. And also, I don't remember exactly what has happened to Mark Barron. I know he had a setback or another injury. Is he done for the year, or is there a possibility of him playing in at least one game for the Broncos?
No. And also, Noah Fant was out there.
Yeah, Noah Fant.
With an ankle.
Yep. Okay.
He's another big one.
How did he look?
It was limited. It was hard to tell. It looks like he's going to be close.
Okay.
I think maybe it's going to be game time. I think he plays, but it's going to be close against New England. Draymond Jones, probably, the game after the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he's going to miss this game and one more. DeMarcus Walker, I'm not sure. I try to limit to, a five-man deep on the depth chart. Sorry about that, DeMarcus. And then Mark Barron, what happened was he had that hamstring, right? And he missed the first two games, and he was about ready to come back. And then he, I think he was, you know, either in the weight room or something happened where he partially tore a pec muscle. And so that sent him back another 4 to 6 weeks, and it's looking like second half of the season for him, too. Maybe the Atlanta Falcons game is when you can expect Mark Barron to be ready to come back and practice. Play, I don't know. But that's what it's looking like for him.
All right, Mike, we'll leave it there for now. Appreciate you stopping by. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll do this again next week.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.